This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Suggest, except maybe the folks around Donald Trump, that Joe Biden was not the apparent winner of this election.
We're dealing with a government and leadership in Harrisburg that wants to close their ears to what's happened during this election, and sadly, many in the media are complicit and want to write off what happened. Abraham Lincoln gave his most famous address, and I think his final sentence captures why we're here today. He said that this nation, under God, shall have a new birth of freedom. And that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish in the earth. And everything is at stake in what happened in this election cycle. Everything. The Republic is at stake. This is no game for us. And for any veteran in this room here who wore the uniforms, such as Brigadier General Scott Perry, thank you for being here, sir. Put their lives on the line here fighting for a country and see that there's a group in this state and country willing to throw away our valuable and precious freedoms here for power.
Absolutely incredible. You are witnessing history, mass gaslighting, mass fraud, total proof of election fraud at the top in these key five states where Trump was getting double and triple the numbers he got 4 years ago. And we've got Trump has reemerged.
Dead people were applying to get a ballot. They were making application to get ballots. Many. And, you know, we're not talking about 10 people. We're talking there are a lot of dead people that so-called voted in this election, but dead people were, in some cases, in many, many cases, thousands of cases, voted, but also dead people made application to vote. They were dead 10 years, 15 years, and they actually made application.
CNN and then attacked Fox News and called it the Alex Jones channel for interviewing the president because they've got him so shut down and so isolated, and they're now trying to take the interview of the president off Twitter and Facebook. So we knew this was coming.
President Trump breaking his silence and refusing to accept that he lost the election 26 days ago. Yes, 26 days ago. He is, I'm sorry to report to you, he is delusional about the state of the election and about the result of the election. He is making claims that are dangerous, completely false, and doing so with an interviewer who is not an interviewer at all.
She's not being a journalist. She's being a propagandist, and that's what Fox News employs. You know, Brian, there would be outrage if Fox News hired someone like InfoWars' Alex Jones to be anchoring a show on their network. Frankly, there is not much daylight between Maria and Alex Jones. She's accepting the same delusional conspiracy theories that the president is spinning, and she's actually encouraging him. She's yeah, acting shocked, like, wow, I couldn't believe that. Can you confirm this? And he spins another lie, and she acts shocked. It says, wow, well, you know, people don't believe the election results. Well, gee, I wonder why.
This is so sad. It's really so sad. It's sad for the president who's about to leave office, and this is going to be the last chapter of his administration. And it's sad that a journalist like Bartiromo, who had a storied career, is now not a journalist at all.
Expert witness to election fraud, Greg Sindstrom, gives testimony on witnessing 2430 USB cards being used to insert 50,000 votes in Pennsylvania, almost all of them for Joe Biden. This is not normal. They denied they did it. But as of today, 47 USB cards from PA election are missing. The state confirms they are in court in Pennsylvania saying, please don't tell them not to erase these if they find them. And look for the judge to say, sorry, erased. So by the time Trump gets to the Supreme Court, oh, it's all been erased. But this is America's last stand, because if they're able to steal this and able to pull this off, it is going to be Katie bar the door insane. But America's fighting back. Almost everybody else has been silenced. Not InfoWars. Band.video, InfoWars.com. Our readership, our viewership is exploding. It should be. We predicted all this. And we're one of the last standing in this fight for the Republic. So tell everyone that, hey, you see the censorship, you see Fox News selling us out, you see what's happening, go to InfoWars.com. They've been proven right. Go to band.video and share the video. special website with My Patriot because they have agreements with other distributors that they all sell the same low price, high quality, storable food. But occasionally they can do promotions on their own platform, and that's what we've set up with them is at preparewithalex.com is a subdomain of My Patriot. You get an additional 10% off. They have their whole great catalog at InfoWarsStore.com where you can normally get it at very good prices, and those prices are still there. But an additional 10% off right now at preparewithalex.com on their 1 month, their 3 month, their 6 month, their year, and on a bunch of other great items, huge discounts that will be ending next Wednesday. That is December 2nd. So you've got this week and a little bit of next week to get your orders in. They're ready to ship to you right now. And the profit that comes in funds the InfoWar to the 360 win. If you need storable food to fight the Great Reset, get prepared now.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Days of hell. I told you it wouldn't be resolved. I told you they would engage in the fraudulent announcement that he was really the president, meaning Joe Biden, no matter what. And sure as hell, they've done it. This has been the most riveting time of my life. I have been working 18 hours a day conservatively. I have been dreaming about the New World Order and how to fight it when I sleep. I just want listeners to understand, when I lay this information out here on air, you can bet your bottom dollar that it is the most researched, most sourced, accurate information you're going to find. We make some mistakes? Hell yes, we do. Do we tend to underestimate how evil the enemy really is? Damn right we do. But at the end of the day, we have providence and we have God's support. We have your support and we are strong. And I was born for this time. You were born for this time as well. But the historic events that are taking place. I prayed to God before I went live on air just about 10 minutes ago that I could be smooth and calm and really give this the gravity that it needs. Because, yes, I tend to get wound up and upset and get people to pay attention, and that's good. But at this time, people really need this information to sink in. And they really need to decide, you need to decide, I need to decide, that we're going to do whatever it is we have to stop this criminal takeover that is now completely confirmed in triplicate in spades. So let me tell you what we got for you. Permanent announcements of never-ending lockdown designed to make us a post-industrial world. The Davos Group is issuing more statements about the Great Reset, saying that the West is closed forever and that China will run the planet. Meanwhile, on national Chinese television, at prestigious Communist Party functions, seminars, what's the exact word, forums, on the equivalent of their C-SPAN, the Communist Chinese are celebrating the end of America and celebrating dead Americans and saying our COVID-19 weapon has destroyed them. We control their people. They will never end their lockdown. America will be over within 2 years. And the average trendy is so weak-minded when they're bankrupted and they have nothing, they will still love Xi Jinping. So this is the globalist New World Order weapon, and China's right. With Bill Gates, with Jeff Bezos, with all these globalists working against America and consolidating power and destroying local economies, America is going to be over in 2 years. They're going to cut the power. They're going to cut the coal. They're going to cut the farming. They're going to cut the infrastructure. They admit they're going to bring us to our knees. This is the great leap forward for America, which means total collapse. And I'll be detailing that next hour. Roger Stone has big breaking news coming up at the bottom of the hour. He was the one 3 months ago, and I forgot to tell the crew to get this. Pull up Media Matters, says Media Matters, Roger Stone wants martial law. He didn't say that. He said Trump, when there's evidence of election fraud, because the Democrats admit they're doing it, days after the election, needs to seize the servers in Georgia, in Nevada, and these other states where they're going to steal it. Now, there's one of the headlines. Roger Stone continues to lay the groundwork for Trump to declare martial law. There were a bunch of news articles about it. It was all over the news at the time. New York Times misquoted him. But why is that important? Well, the feds are moving to seize the servers. They've already seized servers in Hamburg, Germany. And a federal judge on Sunday said, you are barred from erasing the hard drives and the thumb drives in these disputed Georgia counties. Trump is moving to get control of those and have them forensically looked at. The Democrats panicked, put pressure on the judge. He reversed himself and said they will destroy it Monday morning. That was this morning. At CNN Center in Atlanta, where they're holding them. You can't make that up. I'm not kidding. That's in the suit. Then he reversed himself again at 11:30 last night, Eastern Time, and put a 10-day injunction in saying they cannot erase them. Following globalist operations of the past, I would expect them to go ahead and erase it and just not care what the law says, because they're cornered rats. And it's just like a criminal flushing drugs down the toilet when the cops raid them. That is what I would expect. But we're seeing massive continued fraud at every level, totally confirmed, with all the affidavits, all the witnesses, all the hard proof, the votes flipping in front of us after they supposedly stopped counting but continued to count, lying about broken water mains, putting up cardboard over the windows. We have them. But the entire corporate press is lying to everyone and censoring everyone and even suppressing with the president's reach, as they continue to tell us over and over again that the communist Chinese agent Joe Biden is our president. Now, I want something to sink in real good for everybody right now. Communist China is bragging, and so is the Davos Group via the Great Reset, that Xi Jinping will, quote, crush Trump and America. That was said 3 years and 10 months ago at the Davos Forum, and there were the headlines, Xi Jinping will destroy Trump and will defeat America. Hell, there's a Washington Post. Xi's choice, destroy Trump or save him and weaken America. Jean-Claude Juncker bragged on the stage with Xi Jinping. We played the video. We can dig it back up for him if you'd like, and declared, we've got a plan. And then Fauci came out and said, we do. It's going to be a virus. It'll challenge Trump and his administration. He smiled at the group very sinisterly. Communist China has now come out. I'm going to play the audio and the video for you coming up next segment, and bragged that this is the end of the country. You're done. You will be bankrupt. You will have nothing. They're going to starve you to death. And it's going to be presided over by Democrat governors and some Republican governors, like the Texas governor, who's definitely blackmailed by them under their control. Very, very sad that Greg Abbott's now an agent of Satan. Literally. I mean, I'm not kidding. I mean, it's incredible. He can still turn back like Darth Vader, but I don't think he will. You understand that millions have already starved to death in the third world. Hundreds of thousands have committed suicide. Hundreds of thousands have died from cancer and heart attacks in the U.S. alone. They now admit that the birth rate has been cut in half. Abortion's up because people don't think they can take care of the kids. There's no hope. And there's going to be tens of millions of evictions next year, and hardcore depression will be evident. And then there'll be Joe Biden pushing us under the water to drown us, or like putting a pillow over our face, massively cutting and shutting down every coal plant in the country where we get 75% of our power. You won't be able to operate here. We'll have some of the most expensive energy on the planet. China, of course, builds three new plants a month, while Obama shut down over 1,000 of our plants. Trump turned some back on. That's why the economy came back. But we are literally under military attack. Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is not a drill. I'm not exaggerating. And you're finding out who's good and who's bad. Some people we thought were bad are standing up saying no. Some we thought are good are uncloaking as enemy operatives. But make no mistake, if we don't wake up and fight this now, they're killing us with a soft kill operation. The economy first, and hell on earth will follow.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live, uncensored, teleprompter-free Monday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to bring you very grave information that isn't going to happen. We're already well into it. If this was a tunnel going to a very hellish place, we're about a third of the way down the tunnel, and we are picking up speed very, very quickly. And I can tell you that I am a fearless person, and I never have anxiety attacks. Very, very rarely. And the level of danger for children and innocent people is so high that I'm having them every day now. And I can't sleep. Because we're all in grave danger. And if we don't turn back now, there will be nothing left of this country. I want that to sink in. When you study Xi Jinping, he's given speeches where he admires Adolf Hitler and Joseph Stalin. He admires ruthlessness. And when you read what's in the Chinese Communist authorized papers, it is America sucks. We hate America. We're going to destroy the Americans. They're pathetic. Hundreds of videos of them at the mask factories coughing on them and laughing and putting them in the packages. China is a crazed communist nationalist group of demonic piranhas. That's who's at the top in the managerial class. The general public absolutely hates the party and is enslaved and scared to death. Every move is tracked. They're constantly fighting back against it. They've got millions of Chinese in slave camps. I mean, it's hell on earth. And that's the model. And after Roger Stone leaves us, he's joining us with big key intel on the election. I'm going to start the next hour on this, and I'm going to show you the plan and what they're going to do. But when I tell you this, when I told you 8-9 months ago that it was cooked up at Wuhan by the Rockefellers, by Gates, by Fauci, that all came out in the documents. But I told you they already had the vaccines ready. That's now come out. And I told you that they did it in partnership with Communist China because we've been sold to China. And under these false business deals, China believes they own us now. The biggest owner of our debt after the private central banks, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, the Rothschilds, the Dutch royalty, the Transylvanian royalty. They're not British royalty. And that's who these people are. The literal descendants of Vlad the Impaler. Look it up. I'm not making that up. The main royal family of England is Transylvanian, Hungarian, Romanian. And I'll give it to them. Their ancestors stopped the Muslim invasion and all the rest of it. But the point is that they're the house of the dragon. And they're totally ruthless, and they're bringing down the West and merging it into communist China for a planetary takeover. And the deal was made in 1949. And so you have to understand that they only had a few months of lockdown as a martial law drill. They hyped up a bunch of fake videos, scared the hell out of folks. Turns out most of them were fake videos. Did send over a virus that spreads so everybody gets it, so everybody is suspect. They admit the PCR tests, German courts ruled, are fake 96% of the time now. It's to bring in the global grid and to artificially shut us down to complete the transfer to communist China and big tech. And that's why Jeff Bezos made $100 billion extra himself this year. Big tech is consolidating. This was all planned. It was big tech that locked down first to show us how to lock down. But they were never locked down. They're making us obsolete. Amazon goes on lockdown hiring spree while small businesses go bust because you're following their criminal orders. Now, here is Chinese sociologist Dr. Li Yi on national communist television. We are driving America to its death COVID-19 has been beneficial to China, North Korea. There will be no U.S.-China war, but we will take over Taiwan. He goes on to say the United States will not exist within 2 years. He says their lockdown will never end. And remember, Tim Cook, Apple is lobbying to undercut law condemning Chinese slave labor. They don't even want a law condemning it because they're the main beneficiaries. That's who Tim Cook is a soulless, empty, simpering monster. Oh, but he gives money to Black Lives Matter. Oh, and don't worry, Biden's choosing an all-female senior White House press team. How novel. It's all just patting you on the head. Oh, we love women. They're in the press corps. Whatever that means. Doesn't matter if the Clintons and Biden are involved with Epstein. They don't care. It's all about, oh, women, you're winning. You're getting ahead in this system. No, you're not. It's a fraud. It's delusion. It's disinformation. It's perception over reality. And you read about Lee Yin, big commie, talking to their top government forums. Let's go ahead and play the video, and I will read the subtitles. Go ahead and start rolling it. It turns out that China is going to overtake the United States in 2027. It was said that this might be delayed for a year or two. But this year, God has pulled off a little trick, right? God created COVID-19 and spread it to every country in the world. It was. Back it up a little bit. To them, the Communist Party is God. And then spread it everywhere. And then we stay locked down under our globalist controllers. They don't. Let's continue. The COVID-19 pandemic is like a test for all the countries in the world. This is a test base, though. COVID-19 is bad for Europe and America. But it's beneficial to North Korea and China. That's why North Korea is number one in the globe fighting it. And China is number two. North Korea has zero infections, right? So this system can do it. Our system is good, but not as good as North Korea's. We still have 4,000 dead, right? The 4,000 Chinese die of virus and 220,000 in the U.S. We have really lost a single person, have we? We're close to zero infections and zero deaths. If 4,000 people out of 1.4 billion die, that's the same as no one getting sick. In the global economy, China stands out. We are ahead of schedule in terms of overtaking the United States. There will be no problem reaching this goal in 2027. The U.S. will not survive. We have struggled for more than a decade. In 2012, we achieved absolute superiority over the U.S. and Japan, the Taiwan Strait. We have gained absolute superiority over the United States. More of this in the next hour, but Roger Stone's up front. All of it's statistical fraud. They just don't do the PCR testing. They declare it's over when they launch the attack through Bill Gates. Bill Gates is the...
Back in 1996, the head of the World Food Program said that they would use food and global lockdowns due to a virus scare to bring in world government. That also came out in the North American Union documents that Judicial Watch and Lou Dobbs got more than 15 years ago as well. So we know their plan. And if they're able to keep this lockdown going, it's going to cause not just a worldwide depression, but mass starvation of hundreds of millions. Millions have already starved to death, not from COVID, but from the lockdown. That's why it's important for people in North America to get prepared, now all over the world. But we have high-quality, affordable food ready to ship to you the last 25 years at preparewithalex.com. There's an additional 10% off. A very rare sale is going right now. Preparewithalex.com. Also, at InfoWars.com, we have all the great supplements that boost your immune system and so much more with free shipping as well, up to 60% off. So take advantage of that at InfoWarsStore.com and preparewithalex.com. God bless.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. house. And they were able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Gets time zones messed up, or maybe we did. He's not answering, but they'll probably pop in later in the transmission. We have the head of the Proud Boys who's here in Austin, Texas, visiting. He'll be popping in studio last 30 minutes of the third hour. But I intend also to open the phones up in the second and third hours today. Roger was going to be here with us covering election news. Obviously, I'm well able to do that. And you're going to notice that it goes right back with the huge developments into communist China, because that's the criminal base where the globalists can operate from and do whatever they want to the U.S. and get away with it. Steal government secrets, steal weapons secrets, ship in fentanyl, print up fake ballots by the millions, and ship them into the United States and use them in election fraud. So let's go back to China out of this big stack of election fraud news. And let's look at it because it's incredibly important. And then next hour, I'm going to get into the Great Leap Forward, the Great Reset that Communist China has launched against us, and how to beat it and how to stop it and what's going to happen if we don't. This is life and death. I cannot impress upon the viewers and listeners that, okay, yeah, we've got triple the audience we normally do, some days five times, on our own streams, our own video and audio streams. That's great. And I would imagine when the ratings come in from local radio stations that carry the show, they're going to be higher than normal. But we should have 100 times the viewers and listeners right now, because that's a bellwether, that's a gauge, that's a sensor to let us know, are we getting the word out? I mean, this is a martial law shutdown designed to bankrupt the economy, and the leftists and globalists are admitting they're never going to turn things back on, and it's being done for a global government reset takeover. The communist Chinese and the Davos Group and the UN and the Democrats say, and they're all using the same terms, great reset and build back better, which means the end of the fossil fuel economy. But, of course, the fake green economy they roll out doesn't even operate or work. It'll just starve billions. Absolutely incredible. Disney World Economics. A coronavirus could be used to justify a global financial reset. That's a new article out today. Oh, from Bitcoin.com. How incredibly cutting edge. In March, in April, in May, in June, we all put out articles and videos saying COVID-19 is the Davos Group great reset to devastate local economies and consolidate power for the mega banks. Because they've been bragging they use a virus for years for a great reset. It's in Operation Lockstep. And sure as the sun came up this morning, that's what we're in. Do you understand? We've done the research. We know the facts. We know the enemy game plan. And I say that because there's thousands of different political ideas out there, and people just get to the point like, oh, that's just one more guy's opinion. Oh, that's just Jones. The left is worried about transgender and pronouns and all this while big tech runs death camps in China. And Republicans are, you know, over worried about budgets and stuff like that, which are real issues but still side issues when you talk about the total cultural satanic takeover of society. This is a military, economic, cultural, spiritual takeover. And if you have this knowledge, you will survive and thrive. If you don't, you will be destroyed. So I'll say it for the millionth time. It's not about me sitting up here saying we told you so. I can't believe they've bragged about these plans out in the open, and they're not all been arrested. But the average FBI agent is a lawyer. And the bosses are all lawyers, and they're all there to mitigate danger for themselves and the system, even though the system is feeding humanity into a meat grinder. They cannot act. They cannot take action. They were bred to be followers. They were bred to be part of a process. They were bred to not know they were taking down the country, even while they were doing it, while supervillains like Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and Xi Jinping laugh at us. Because there comes a point where they got to admit it. Hey, COVID-19 is not really a threat. We're using it for the Great Reset. That's Klaus Schwab quote. That's all this is a depopulation plan. And once they're done collapsing the third world, they're already going to flood us with those third world populations and then use that crisis to set up world government to handle the refugee flows that they've already prepared and opened up the refugee corridors into Europe and into the United States. So let me show you the China angle on this. Excellent article by Gateway Pundit. It's linked to the federal and state statistics. Talk about no evidence of fraud. That's all there is evidence of fraud. It's like being out in the middle of a giant lake and saying there's no water around here and you're on a damn boat or surrounded by it. Today's fun fraud fact, 1.8 million mail-in ballots were sent out in Pennsylvania, and 2.5 million mail-in ballots were returned. You look that up for yourself. You know, I'm no mathematical genius, but I'm pretty sure 700,000 phantom votes is evidence of widespread fraud. Well, not according to Brian Stelter. He's God. He says it's not. But we have this audio we're going to play here in just a moment. This is from nationalfile.com. I suggest you share it. Video. Leaked phone call allegedly reveals Chinese businessmen buying bulk order of fake ballots. And what do you have in Georgia and other states? Perfect ballots, not folded, that it looks like a computer has printed the scantrons, because they have. Here is the audio of the leaked phone call. I think there's subtitles on this, but they say it doesn't matter. We're going to print them how you order them. You got the money, we'll send them to you, however you want.
然后到时候你们这边发物流的话怎么发?
What about the courier service? Because I'm going to order a very large amount. Large amount, courier? Normally it would take days. Courier's rather slow. Let me have a look. Courier company can do international service as well.
可以走是吧?
Great, I'll do that.
我这边,你这边费用的话,
how much do you charge for each ballot?
Okay, okay. 好好好,
same price as last time.
二维码发我一遍,
please send me the QR code again.
然后,那个还欠一点,
and again, I didn't read the first part, but he's there saying, you know, you got the money, we got it for you. And that's why they caught planes, but then nothing was done, flying in from China with ballots to Nevada, to Arizona, and to Georgia, Michigan, and they saw Chinese men in Michigan and other states at 4 a.m. when everybody else was not allowed in there, going in with the dollies of the ballots. I mean, that's it. Period. And if we let them do it, they rule us. And they're bragging about it everywhere. They also sent in the fake driver's license and folks to vote. What the Chinese consul was doing down in Houston. They've done it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Answer to tyranny is 1776. The answer to the 1984 spirit of enslavement is the spirit of animating liberty. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'm going to open the phones up next hour to get your specific take on where you think this republic's going, what you think President Trump needs to do. I personally know what President Trump needs to do, and at the start of the next hour, I will put that information out into the ether. And the whole will of the wisp and where that will go. We have a lot of other big breaking news we'll be covering. We're getting some of the highlights of the ongoing hearing in Arizona right now with Rudolph Giuliani and others presenting more bombshell evidence of fraud with computer scientists and others. And again, you're not seeing this on Fox News, CNN. There's now a blackout. You've got to go to Right Side and places like that. We have a feed at Infowars.com that I hope you will share. But look at these headlines. Biden mulling Rahm Emanuel. If his hoax works and he gets in for Department of Transportation chief report. And they've got the trans tranny lady that they want to be the chief surgeon general over removing her son's testicles. Remember the old surgeon general, Jocelyn Elder, said, you need to reach down to the kindergartners and help them masturbate. Touch their genitals, yes. The audio's out there. Oh, help them. Ah. Well, no. And Jocelyn just wanted to touch your children's genitals. No. How about remove them? Ever wanted to know what a monster looks like that comes to scalp little boys' testicles? Let's put it on screen. Beautiful and brave and stunning. And wants you to take a forced inoculation. Why not? What a goddess. You offer up your testicles to it, and delicious. Delicioso. Bon appetit, said the testicle gobbling goblin creature. All right, family show. I'm going to stop right there. Meanwhile, the communist Chinese throw gays in death camps and Muslims in death camps, and Tim Cook hops around going, I love it, I love it. Like he's Peter Pan or something. right, I'm digressing. I've got too much news, too many clips, too much insanity, too much of Trump, so much to go over. And so let me just do this. Let me go over the election news right now, and then I'll have my message to Trump about what I think he should do. Then I'll open the phones up about what you think Trump should do, because we're 51 days, as the sand goes through the hourglass very, very quickly, less than 51. We're 50 and a half days until the make it or break it inauguration. And we're only 15 days until the Congress will start to try to certify the electors from the state. And then on January 6th, they finally vote the electors, and then that's who the president is. On the 20th, they are, as Nancy Pelosi said, we will install Joe Biden. Well, they're not installed. They've been elected by the electors. So really, the big date's 15 days from now. And then January 6th. And we're just sitting here. And I got to tell you, I understand Trump's strategy of letting the courts do things and not making it political. The whole thing's political. And now that Trump took the advice to be quiet, they've set the precedent that you don't hear from him anymore. So when he does speak out, it's shut down all over. So this is the de-amplification that we knew was coming, the internet kill switch for conservatives, nationalists, Christians, patriots, and the president, a AI grid just for us. And, of course, they'll get all the leftist idiots next, but this is a day long remembered in many, many different ways. All right, so let's run over some of these headlines. I'm going to use 125% of my energy to do it. President Trump vows to reveal massive voter fraud and overturn results of 2020 election. Hell, there's already massive evidence. Breaking Georgia update number 3. Federal Judge Batten issues restraining order for 10 days preventing defendants, the Democrats, from destroying or erasing Dominion voting machines. Here's the first order saying they couldn't do it. Second order saying go ahead and destroy them this morning. They didn't. Third order came out late last night saying 10-day restraining order. You can tell he's under a lot of pressure. This is bizarre behavior, really unprecedented. Continuing, shady Georgia recount in Fulton County delayed by Dominion server crash, which they then update. Oh, see, if you can't erase the servers, you have a server crash, and you lose everything, and then you update. That's what's going on. Never ends. Proof video. Democrat operatives paid Native Americans to vote in Nevada with up to $200 gift cards. Hell, Veritas caught that in Texas. The Republicans paying old ladies to vote Democrat. With Republicans like that, who needs Democrats? So that's the latest criminal activity. Rand Paul highlights vote fraud, predicts big tech will censor him. Big tech censors him. Oh, Dr. Paul put that out. And it goes on and on and on. Now they're using the COVID hysteria to distract from the election theft. Trump says we don't have freedom of the press in this country. We have suppression of the press. And that's exactly what the mainline press are, nothing but tattletales and disinfo operatives that dox and bully and then call for big tech to censor anyone engaging in real journalism. Mainline media just parrot out disinfo and propaganda and try to silence the population because they're the enemy of the people. Continuing, Dominion Eric Coomer reportedly bragged that he made effing sure that Trump's not going to win. And this isn't some low-level guy. This is the guy that the Republican Secretary of State hired to go testify months before the election and get this set up to allow what happened. And he bragged in these forums, he hasn't even denied it, that he was going to make sure that Trump was going to lose. Continuing, the Kraken. Retired general says U.S. military intel group, nicknamed Kraken, seized domain servers in Germany. Congress confirms there was an army raid on a CIA facility. Now they're saying 4 died. I mean, this is members of Congress and the head of defense intelligence and other generals, major generals saying this. This is getting real crazy, okay? I mean, this is a Chinese takeover. I would expect a lot more than this. My advice to Trump's coming up. Biden appoints Neera Tanden, who spread the conspiracy theory that Russian hackers changed Hillary's votes to Trump, says Greenwald. Of course, none of that was true. Meanwhile, PA election official drops bombshell. Says special agents from AG's office showed up at her door after she testified. You got Fox News swirling the toilet in the ratings as they turn against the American people. But the really big news is the communist Chinese printing up millions of ballots and flooding them in the U.S. And the confirmed fact, there were 1.8 million mail-in ballots sent out in Georgia and 2.5 million cast, all perfectly bubbled and printed by a computer. You've got the Chinese planes logged, landing at airstrips in all the key contested areas the day before the election. Wow. Only Chi-Com globalists are so precise and hiding the whole damn thing in plain view. I'm going to go to break. I'm going to start hour number two, and I'm going to try to summon my will to have a special message to the president about what needs to be done, and then cover the latest COVID worldwide martial law UN lockdown news with communist China bragging on official state-run TV that America will never reopen and that they have defeated us with the COVID hoax. And that Americans are cowards, and they're taking the bait perfectly as they laugh. Ha, 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 ha. Weak Americans. So that's all coming up. Supervillains. Klaus Schwab. Xi Jinping. All of them twisting their metaphorical mustaches, laughing at us like Dick Dastardly as we take it because we're a nation of Stockholm Syndrome wannabe victims. They've got all the statistics how they tell troops, you're depressed, your life's over. Then they go kill themselves. Oh, you're weak, you're a victim. I'm a victim, I am weak now. And everyone gets into being weak and gets in, oh, COVID, you wear your diaper to protect you. It's a selfish binky blanket you have. And the Chi-Com's a giant death camp. And Tim Cook is roaring with blood spewing out of the ground. And shipping and all the fentanyls. We flop around dying like dead fish, just savaging us. And our average candy-ass governors go play golf and fiddle while the whole country burns down as dishonorable scum. We're going to start hour number two. Just remember, all the hell that's following is because of your inaction. When your pension funds are worthless, when you have nothing, when we're beyond a third world country, at least have the honesty. I'm talking to the minions of the system who remember you flushed it all down the toilet. You took your birthright, pissed it away. But the phoenix will rise again in your ashes, and you're going to burn in hell. We'll be right back with hour number two. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the InfoWar. This is tomorrow's news today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.